Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. I really hope we have a virtual studio, so I hope that Melissa's on because I'm a minute or so late. I apologize, Melissa, just so you know. And but here I am, and here you guys are. So that are listening now and will listen later, right? So how cool is that? Anyway, what was I going to talk to you about today? We're going to talk about Go Run for Fun Fitness. That's what we talk about. That's the name of our show, and it's all about exercising and running for fun fitness. So on that note, Melissa and I are actually preparing to run a marathon or half marathon in, I think, I'm actually going to go for Virginia Beach, hopefully, to get it done. And how do you train for that? How do you prepare for that? And how come I can't even talk today? I'm sorry. So anyway, but we're going to be training for a half marathon. And can you train for a half marathon and get ready in a few months? Sure you can. But you know what everything does? That takes anything that a goal that you're working for will take time, discipline, and being consistent. Time, discipline, and being consistent. And I know that, right? So, and that can be a challenge for some of us, right? Time, discipline, and consistency. Because you get tired, or it gets too hot, or, you know, whatever. And so, anyway, time, you know, so can you train, and how often do you need to train? Well, you know, I used to run 5 or 6 days a week. I had to back it off a little bit while my foot got stronger because I had an injury, okay? So now I'm upping it again, and so I'm going to run. I run every other day. I'm going to up it to where I'm running for 4 days and taking 2 days off, okay? And then I will run the 7th day. So 4, 5, 6, running, taking 2 days off, and then running on the 7th day. That's my goal. And I'm going to step it up little by little, just like I did with running. You know, I just stepped it up little by little because I love to run. But the rest, R-E-S-T, is as important as the run. Do you guys think so? What do you feel about that? How do you run, those who are listening to us now or listening to us later? Like I said, that's how I like to run. I like to run every, you know, my goal is to get to 6 days and rest 1 day. And so now I'm going to up it. Instead of doing it every other day, I'm going to run for 4 days. Take 2 days off and run the 7th day. I like it. So when you're training for a marathon, what do you do? Well, this is what I've done because of our half marathon, because this is what my coach has taught me, what I know. And you gotta listen to your body, because I think everything takes time, but you gotta figure out what's best for your body, right? And so that's what I'm. You know, that's what I want to do, what's best for my body. So one of the things that I recognize that I need to do is that I need to get plenty of rest, okay? So, you know, and I need to eat really healthy. So that's what I started doing. I'm an Herbalife distributor, and I've used Herbalife before to train for my first marathon. You know, I use it to give me good nutrition because it's called Herbalife Nutrition, and they work with Olympic athletes and sponsored them. And so that's my deal. You know, so what do you do? If you're starting to run today, start preparing to rest. You know, start, and if you want to run, I would shoot for a half marathon to be in May, depending on where you live. As I said, I'm going to go to Virginia Beach to run with Melissa because she lives in Virginia, but I think it'd be fun. I like going different places to run myself, so I think that would be a cool place to run. You know, so what do you guys think? And where would you like to run? So that's something that I would like to do. And I've also ran trails and there too as well. So that was a fun run to do too is to run trails in Virginia in the woods. Oh my goodness, it was like heaven there. You know, I always said when I had did that trail run, I said the energy of run lives here. And there's Melissa, so hold on. Okay, here we go.
Playing yet. Oh my God.
Okay, well, here we are. Well,
okay.
Here, she couldn't say, she said she couldn't get in, so here we are. I was like trying to watch Rhea, and it's like, okay, where's everybody at? So it must be something with the studio. I said our studio is virtual, and but that's okay. You're here. That's the most important thing. So, Melissa, welcome to the Run, people, and that are listening now or later. And I was just telling everyone that we are going to be running a half marathon. What do you think?
Yes, we are. And I'm super excited.
I'm excited, too. When are we going to run it? When are we going to do that?
September 1st.
September 1st. That's right. Virginia Beach. And so I'm going to bring my swimsuit so I can go swimming afterwards in Virginia Beach because it's different than Fort Lauderdale. It's all good. You know, so I know you started training. I was telling them that I was running every other day because of my foot injury. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to run 4 days and then rest two and then run the seventh day. Okay. So, because I want to build up my speed and endurance, you know, because I had a foot injury and I'm still a little recovering from it and I don't want to make it bad. I want to be the best I can be. What about you? I know you had a miracle happen. You ran with a family member. Did you not? I think that's cool. What did you do?
No. I did a little walking with her, but yeah, no. I did walking with her and then in the afternoon I was like, I got to get back out there. So I'm crazy and I went and did 3 miles.
Oh, did you? Okay. How long did
so
it take?
So a total you? I would say a total of 5 that day, but 3 miles in approximately 40 minutes.
3 miles in approximately 40 minutes. I love it. Okay, that works.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I bet you are. And so you did that. That's great. So what's your goal? And how do you train for a half marathon? So like I said, I do two, three, 4 miles. And then on one day a week that I'm resting for two, and on the seventh day, I'll do maybe 7 to 8 miles. I'll build up to that. I never run the full or half marathon, the total mileage, until the day of. I don't know why. It's just something that I don't know. It's like a good long life thing for me. So what do you do? How do you train for it?
Well, I've done a plan before where it's like a weekly, you get to a certain mileage every week. I'm going to run every other day.
Okay. Okay.
To get my stamina back.
Okay.
Cause I'm not happy. I'm not really happy with the timing, but I'm like my worst critic. So, every other day. And I really want to do strength training. I think that's going to help me in the long run.
Listen, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that one. It's going to help you in the long run. And, and that's what I do. I like strength training myself because you need to do both of it. Like today, I'm going to go run after I get off the radio show here, the podcast, and then I'm going to also go to the gym and do some strength training.
Exactly.
And, so I'll run 4 days and then rest for two. And then the seventh day, which for me is going to be a Sunday, I usually try to do about 3 miles, 3-4 miles. So what I'll do on Sunday is I'll bump it up to whatever I do, my highest mileage during this week, I'll bump it up 2 miles on Sunday. So eventually my goal is to get to I will never run, and I've run a half marathon before, but for me, it's like a good long term. That's the best way I can explain it.
Well, how many miles do you go up to?
Let's see, the most that I've ever ran was like 16, but I mean, no, I ran 26. I ran 2 marathons, but I ran 26. But I went to the most I ever went to when I ran the marathon was I didn't run the whole marathon until the day of. So I did like 22 and a half. And then the day of I ran it. I tell you what I did do is I ran that marathon, one of my marathons I ran in Colorado. I thought I was going to die because I ran 15 miles. I got to the 15 mile point. You have to get into a headspace. And I know you know this, I'm a sea level girl and I trained for that marathon literally for probably a year. And 15 miles, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm out of my headspace. Took me a little bit of time, but I got back in it, you know. So, and that's what you have to do. And my dad goes, my mom's going with me. He was so funny. He goes, what do I need to bring? I go, probably an overnight. I think it's going to take me forever to finish. And it doesn't, though. I mean, you think it is. And I did. And I was so proud of myself. You know, I was middle of the road with all those people that had been running it forever. And that was okay with me, you know, because I did the best I could do. And
I always thought, hey, if I cross the finish line, booyah. That's a win.
And I don't die, right? So I don't need CPR.
I don't want someone, I don't want to be that person that's driven on the little golf cart.
Yeah, right? Oh, man, the first event I ever ran was a 5K, right? So this dude, he's really lean, and he crosses over the finish line ahead of me a little bit, and he's a runner, and he just passes out. I was like, this is definitely not good.
And that was a 5K? Oh, my God.
Yeah, right? So,
well, bless his heart, though. I mean, he was out there,
yeah,
you know?
He was very lean, and my sense is that he was dehydrated. Because you have to drink. I mean, you and I both know. You have to stop drinking about 3 or 4 in the morning, okay? Just because you'll be having to go potty all the time, right? You know,
right.
So, you know, you stop drinking, and you're people are going, how do you go potty? Well, that's really up to you. And you know, you can stop drinking. Don't drink too much on the way, but drink the day before to hydrate your body and
yep.
also. Also, I like to have electrolytes. You can get that from Whole Foods or wherever, you know what I mean, that you can get something put in your water. And, how do you drink? Do you bring, like, a water bottle? Do you bring, like, what do you do? So, because
well,
I had one that I carried on my shoulder. You know, it was like a little thing. My coach got me, actually.
I'd really like a Camelback.
That's it. Yes, that's what it's called, Camelback, yeah.
But to be honest though, I really don't drink a lot while I run.
Neither do I. But I did you.
So
did
do
you
I want the added weight on my back?
It's not bad. I'm just going to tell you. But I will tell you this. Whoever's listening now or later, you got to figure out. Okay, if I drink a lot of water and I don't stop it, you know. Stop at a certain time, then I'm going to be really miserable. And I also eat a really high-carb meal.
The night before.
Yeah, the night before. So I like macaroni and cheese, okay? That's just me. And because a friend of mine told me it works, and it's great. So I eat a really high caloric protein and carbs, and it's great. And you know, that helps me. Some people do it the day of, but I don't like running on a full stomach. I can't do that.
Oh, God, I can't do that.
No, I can't. I was like, this is miserable. So hydrate the day before. I stop drinking. I say stop drinking around 3, depending on if you're doing a half or a full. I mean, a 5K, you know, you don't really, it's really about it, I don't think. I like the electrolytes. So, you know, you can get tablets you can put in your water and drink it all day or whatever, but that does hydrate you right away. The electrolyte thing does. You know, Gatorade G2 or sugar-free Gatorade has electrolytes in it.
Yep.
You can do all that kind of stuff. And strength training is important. You know, I just started working my legs out again really hard. And I remember, you know, those big weights that you got at the gym, I can put 4 of those big, huge weights on. I used to, not anymore. I'm like down to 3 now. And I had to work up to that. So, you know, because if you got that stamina in your legs, you're going to be able to last forever. And your core. You talked about your core the other day, right?
Yes. So, that's why I want to do, you know, a little strength. And I want to do it with somebody because I always manage to, like, kind of hurt myself if I do it at home in a video.
Okay.
So I'm toying with the idea of really actually, like, going to a fitness center. I think we have a local one. And, you know, for the community. And just, like, saying, hey, like, can you show me how to do this?
Yeah, I need to figure that part out. I get you there. I hear you. So, yeah, it's like, you know, so the core is really strong because that holds your whole body up, right?
Yeah.
And
so you won't get the lower back pain by, hour 3?
Yeah, Yeah, there you go. And there are people that walk the whole half marathon. They do. And that's it's okay, too. But, you know, at some point in time, because it's still pretty hot in Virginia. In September, it's just like Florida, isn't it? 80, 90 degrees.
It'll be interesting, especially at the beach. My girlfriend, who I'm doing it with.
And your friend, Teresa.
And Teresa. She's been with me through my Weight Watchers journey also, and we both have fallen off the wagon at times. But she is set on, like, running the whole thing. And I'm like, well, bye, Felicia. I'll see you at the finish line. There's no way I'm running it, like, the whole thing. I'm going to do my intervals. I mean, that's what works for me. So it's going to be kind of weird to not be with her, but be there with her. But, you know, I don't talk while I run. I don't listen to music. It's like, let me just run.
Yeah, this one doesn't listen to music, but as you're listening now. Me, I was sitting there going, you know, I start running with music, and then I'll tune everything out. So, you know, and then I have ran races like this where I'll just turn everything out and listen to the, you know, the things around me. And literally the first time I ran and I got into that space, that endorphin, you know what I'm talking about, that runner high.
Yep.
Amazing. And I was, all of a sudden I could hear all the birds and I could hear everything. I could hear my feet as it hit the pavement, you know what I mean? And that was a real high. I mean, that was a real high for me. Didn't have any music on. I had turned it off and I became the run. I know that sounds stupid, but maybe not.
It doesn't sound stupid at all.
Yeah, I became the run. And then I finished. It's like, what a feeling, you know. And then I didn't eat too much until after, because like you said, it's just too much to do, you know, eating before. I have a friend of mine. He's just like, he goes, yeah, I got some fries this morning. Wow. He goes, yeah.
You want to go in the forest in the middle of the run? Who wants to do that? While you're watching your time, well, you know what? You better make sure you pause your Fitbit.
Yes, there you go. It's like, I know, and we were laughing about it, right? And but yeah, it was a fun run. I actually, Miami, I tell you something right now, that was a fun run. I think it was a 10K, if I'm not mistaken. And it was cool because we ran before the zoo opened, and it was cool to run with the animals looking at you around you. Some of them were actually, you know, in places where they could really move quickly, too. So I was like, what a great spot. Yeah. So, you know, but Virginia Beach, I love running down the beach. I've done it here. And you got the ocean breeze. And I guess what they do is they shut some of it down. So that's kind of cool. But, yeah, I'd love to run it with you guys. I hope that can work out, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I'm going to share this with you guys. Melissa has four little girls and, three little ones and one.
Big one, older one.
She's 16 going on 30. I got that myself with my daughter. And so I said, what is one thing you like about your mom? And she says, her determination and her commitment. She goes, she got out there and she started running and she didn't stop. And she ran her events, you know, and she just didn't stop. When she makes her mind up, she just goes and does it. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, cool. You know, so, you know, I thought that her daughter even sees that. And she's 17 or 16. Most 16-year-olds only see their friends and what's in front of them, right? Not their mother and what they're doing. So for you to inspire your daughter, you are definitely a prophet in your own home. I thought it was kind of cool, you know.
That was cool.
Yeah. So are you guys going to work out at the gym with strength training? And what does strength training look like for you, just out of curiosity? So you're going to do – I need to see if I'm getting you what you've told me. So you're going to run every other day.
Every
right?
other day.
Interval
I would
run.
Like to do, because I do have to look at the girl schedules and what have you, but every other day, maybe three days a week right now. I don't want to injure myself, and then I'll be just, then I'll just, it'll shorten my training time.
Okay.
I don't want to do that. So I guess like 3 days a week. I mean, that's every other. Sunday, I really like to devote to, you know, a day of rest.
Yeah, there you go.
But, and then two nights, I want to go and do, like, some leg work.
Okay,
and
strength training with your legs, right? Like weights.
Yeah, weights, lifting, and the legs especially. I'd like to kind of incorporate the core stuff. I'm just not sure how yet.
Okay.
I'm dealing with some things in my stomach muscles that I haven't really addressed yet. So I'm a little leery on the core thing, but
I remember
that's
you the told
plan.
Me about this. I remember you told me that. I want you to do well. I know that you said that you got some challenges, but you're doing it.
Yeah.
So any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. That's what I used to do marketing PR for Jim Rohn, who is a great motivational speaker. He's actually Tony Robbins' mentor. And it was like really cool to be around that kind of cool energy that he has. He's over in heaven land, probably motivating us, and he'll be there with us on the day we all run. So it's all good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the three things that are important with anything when you're training for something, this time a half marathon, would be discipline, consistent, right? And have a discipline and consistency, and also motivation. You know, motivation is not as important because, you know, I go up there sometimes feeling like crap, and then I get it done, right? So that's
and then you feel better.
I do. You and I talked about that, right? So
yeah.
Anyway,
the endorphins.
Endorphins, I swear they're the greatest natural high out there. So my question to you is, your friend ever run a half marathon? This should be fun. Oh, you run the whole thing.
That would be no.
Okay.
So she has lofty goals. And you know what? I remember when I did my first half, my goal was to run it all. And I quickly was reminded that that was a crazy idea.
Yeah, right,
especially, you know, you're doing the weight loss journey too. You're heavy. I mean, I feel the pounds that I've gained from the holidays and what have you. I feel that. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll see. I think she might just change her mind, but it's okay.
If she doesn't, I'll see you at the finish line, right?
Yeah. just look for Forrest.
Run, Forrest, run. Do you remember that? Oh, what a cool
music. And he didn't run with music. No.
No, he didn't. You know, so they'd have to tell him to stop. He was running so fast. I love that, you know. So you've got some good goals there. She's going to run with you. And this is a buddy that you met in Weight Watchers. Is that right? Or
yeah, actually, I met her in Weight Watchers in 16, but I don't think that's right. I think I've been doing Weight Watchers for 5 years.
Have
that
you?
Makes it 14.
Okay.
And she just happened to live in my neighborhood too.
That's good.
So it was pretty cool.
Well, I'm impressed with a couple things here. You told me you got your sister to do a walk with you, and I know that exercise is not her. She doesn't.
She's
get a
video
out of it.
Lady. She loves doing videos.
Okay. Cool.
I have to tell you. At the end of our walk, she was like, let's run. I'm like, okay. So I'm running, and I'm like, and she's like still talking. And I'm like, okay, well, we know where I have to work on areas.
She's chatting away.
Yeah, chatting away. So, yeah, I mean, of course, she's like 100 pounds lighter than me. But,
You
know, I mean, it was cool. She's in pretty good health.
I like that. She's in pretty good shape and pretty good health, and I get you. So I'm going to go. You can hit us up on Go Run for Fun Fitness. Any inspirational words you have for us, any inspirational advice you have for everybody, because we've got I haven't really messed with it in the past week or two because I've been super busy with other things. We got to get more disciplined about it. And I know Melissa's put some really cool pictures up there, cool sayings. And of course, I'm getting ready to run a 5K next month.
Mm-hmm.
About a month from now. And I know you are too.
Same
what's your
here.
Five,
yep.
What are you going to run?
Mosaic, Life After Abortion.
Okay. Life After Abortion. That's cool. And is that a passion that you have? Because I know we agreed to run with situations that help or give back, right? So
I was gonna say it's probably it's even more so. I want to say life before abortion. I think there's something to be said to change that. It should be really life before abortion.
Okay.
But we won't get all, you know, crazy on them here.
On that, yeah. No worries.
You know, I mean, it's my passion. Yes, I had an opportunity where someone had said, "Well, you're pregnant with the fourth. Well, gee, maybe you should consider what?" And it touched me, and I did speak with my pastor, and I didn't. I. So that's why I have four kids.
Oh, yeah, right.
Who drive me nuts, but I'm really, really happy that they do, because they bring something to the table every day.
Yes, they do. She's got a really wonderful bunch group of kids. They are sweethearts. So, yes, I'm running for the AvMed Orange Bowl 5K. And, funny.
Very
so
nice.
It's like, yeah, it's like registration fees. It's only $30, $40 on the event day, and the proceeds go to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So
awesome.
I like that. Yeah. So you know, you can support something that you feel is important and believe in, and giving back. And man, if we all do that, imagine we make a bigger difference. So you know.
Oh yeah.
And,
I mean, I think two weeks after the Mosaic one, the girlfriend is doing the half, we're doing supporting the troops.
Good for you. How did you guys get involved in that? Is that
well, that was her passion. She actually does a lot of nonprofit. So she has plenty of organizations and passions, oh my goodness. So I was like, you pick one, I'll pick one.
Oh, good for you. So her first one, she's going to run in a 5K is what you're saying. And so good. I mean, that's hard to do a half marathon if you've never really ran in an event. I love them because the compassion and the joy and the passion for running, for being fit, for being with buddies that are doing the same thing as that you're doing is amazing. So, I love that. So we each got a passion with that too as well. So it's good. So go run for fun fitness. Are you running today? Have you finished your run today? Because that's what time are you running?
Not finished my run. Actually, I was thinking of doing the bike today because I did run and, well, I ran and walked yesterday, which was crazy, but that was fun. So I'm just like, I'm resting that one day in between, and tomorrow's the goal for an actual run.
Okay, cool. I love it. So tomorrow's the goal for an actual run. Okay, good deal. So, I'm going to run too myself. So I'm going to run today, and I'll run with you tomorrow because I'm running 4 days, resting two, and then doing a bigger run on the seventh day. So so we'll talk about that in the morning. And look on our post because I'm going to be posting this radio show on I Go Run for Fun Fitness. And Melissa's always putting some wonderful stuff up there. So, you know, you guys have a great now, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
Awesome. Go run.
Go run. Yeah, I love that. That's
my trademark.
Yeah, your trademark, exactly.
Go run. Now.
Get busy. Bye, everybody.
Bye.